This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
These days, you can buy just about anything online and have it shipped right to your door, wine included. So who's ordering wine online, and how is it affecting brick-and-mortar retailers? The answer after this.
Choosing a gift bottle of wine for a wine lover can be tricky, but choosing a wine accessory that the wine enthusiast in your life will really love is a snap when you log on to GrapeEncounters.com. At GrapeEncounters.com, you'll find our top 10 gift-giving picks for wine lovers, and everyone is sure to be a hit. From exotic openers to wine toolkits and even breathalyzers to ensure safety, we've got plenty of inspiration for you. If you're looking for a wine-related gift for someone special, get inspired at GrapeEncounters.com.
Over the past 5 years, wine sales via the internet have been increasing at double-digit rates. Now, that may sound like a lot. However, online wine sales still account for less than 2% of total wine sales in the U.S. According to Nielsen, more than 80% of wine is still sold in grocery stores, wine shops, and other retail outlets. So, who accounts for this less than 2%? Well, a recent survey done by researchers at California Polytechnic University found that they are most often married family men over the age of 40 with a higher-than-average income. The survey also noted that these men tend to be wine enthusiasts with a preference for family-owned boutique wines and that they tend to spend more money per bottle than their in-store counterparts. One factor inhibiting growth of online wine sales in the U.S. is that many states prohibit the shipping of alcohol by mail. There is also the resistance of consumers who voice concern over high shipping costs and temperature variance during delivery. Nonetheless, for you tech-savvy wine lovers, your Cabernet is just a click away. As for the rest of you, I'll see you in the checkout line. I'm David Wilson, Uncorked.